But you know why I be thinking sometimes I want to stop doing comedy? And you know, I don't want to sound like a braggart saying this, but the real, like, reason I want to stop is because I'm too goddamn good at it. I'm dope, nigga. Like, no, I'm not even exaggerating. It's not exciting. Every night before I come out on stage, I'll be backstage like, I'm sure this is gonna go well. And it always does. I'm so good at writing jokes, and this is not even an exaggeration. I actually write jokes backwards. I will write a punchline with no particular setup in mind. I just put it on a scrap of paper, and I'll throw that scrap of paper in my fishbowl. I have a fishbowl in my house filled with random punchlines. And every once in a while, I'll shake the bowl, and I'll dig in there and just pull one out and see if I can make that shit work. And I picked one for this special. It's not an easy punchline to pull off. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here it goes. The punchline is, so I kicked her in the pussy. I haven't finished the joke yet. I just know whatever happens in the beginning of the joke, at the end of the joke, for some reason, I'm gonna kick somebody in the pussy. And it's going to be hilarious. You know what's weird? I've always been this talented. I can't remember a time when I wasn't. You know, when I was growing up, I was probably about 8 years old, and at the time, we were living in Silver Spring. Yeah. Yes. Common misconception about me in D.C., a lot of people think I'm from the hood. That's not true. But I never bothered to correct anybody because I wanted the streets to embrace me. As a matter of fact, I kept it up as a ruse. Like, sometimes I'll hang out with rappers like Nas and them, and these motherfuckers will start talking about the projects. Yo, it was wild in the PJs, yo. And I'll be like, word, nigga, word. But I don't know. I have no idea. My parents did just well enough so that I could grow up poor around white people. And to be honest, when Nas and them talk about the projects, nigga, I used to get jealous because it sounded fun. Everybody in the projects was poor, and that's fair. But if you were poor in Silver Spring, nigga, it felt like it was only happening to you. Nas does not know the pain of that first sleepover at a white friend's house. And you come back home on Sunday and just look at your parents like, y'all need to step your game up. Everything in Timmy's house works. Remember the first time you saw that? A cold winter, and you'd be at a white friend's house and see the motherfuckers in their living room without their coats on? Timmy was one of my first white friends, like, in my life, man. He's a good dude, too. He moved to Silver Spring from Utah, of all places. I guess his family was affiliated with that Mormon church they got down there. And me and him used to hang out. And one day I was at his house. We were just hanging out. And Timmy says, Dave, why don't you stay for dinner tonight? I said, oh, man, I'd love to, but I can't. If I'm not home before dark, my mother will kill me. That was a lie. My mother had several jobs. I hadn't seen her in like 3 or 4 days. And the only reason I lied to Timmy was because at that point in my life, it was my experience that white dinner wasn't delicious. I'd rather go home and fry some bologna or some shit like that. But then old Timmy threw me a curveball I wasn't expecting. He said, well, it's too bad you can't stay, Dave, because Mom made stovetop stuffing.
I said, what the fuck, stovetop? Well, hold on, nigga, let me make some phone calls real quick.
I had seen that commercial so many times, I had dreamt of getting my hands on some of that stovetop stuffing. And finally, I met a motherfucker that actually had a box of stovetop in the house. I couldn't miss this opportunity, so I pretended to call my mother. And then I came back and I said, Timmy, you're not gonna believe this great news. Mom said I can stay. And he said, fantastic. He said, why don't you come with me and we'll help set the table and then we can say the blessing. I had no interest in setting this motherfucker's table or saying these crazy-ass Mormon prayers. I just wanted that goddamn stuffing. So I told Timmy, I said, you know what? I'd love to help, but let me go wash my hands first. My plan was simple. Wash my hands slowly, and by the time I'm done, the table will be set, the blessing will be said, and all that there will be left to do is eat. Went to the bathroom. I washed my hands very slowly. I must have been in there for about 10 minutes. And suddenly, one of his mothers came to the door. She was like, hi, David, right? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, Timmy tells me that you're planning on staying for dinner. I said, I hope that's not a problem, ma'am. She says, no, it's no problem. In fact, we'd love to have you. It's just that we weren't expecting company. And I'm afraid there's not enough stovetop stuffing for everybody. So I kicked her in the pussy. Bam! Ladies and gentlemen.
Dave Chappelle, Equanimity and the Bird Revelation is streaming on Netflix now.